Well, welcome back, and I'm here again with Ryan Goldberg, my co-host. This is Jeff Donofrio, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Ryan, of course, is the CEO of DFCU Financial, and we're joined by a great guy, a leader in the automotive industry and throughout Michigan, Ron Hall, CEO of Bridgewater Interiors. Ron, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate being here.
Ron, it's great to have you. You've built an impressive company, and as we know, we're at the Detroit Economic Club today for a big day. Curious if you'd start us off in this part of the discussion with just your economic outlook for Michigan. Business climate, domestically, internationally? Would love to hear your thoughts.
Well, my focus is almost exclusively domestic because our firm is not an international firm. I think that most of the forecasts I'm seeing are that North American automotive production is going to be down 200,000 to 400,000 units this year, year over year. And as a result, in our projections at the company, you know, we're expecting, you know, a flat to maybe even slightly down year, depending upon how it goes here throughout. I think the automotive industry has largely stabilized, at least in North America, from what I would describe as, you know, the shock of tariffs beginning last spring. And while I think that some of the cost of tariffs will begin to roll through and show up in the stickers on cars at retail, you know, April time frame, I think that for suppliers like us, at least I'm hopeful that the worst is behind us and that it's going to be a more stable year in that regard.
One of the things we're looking at in the financial services industry is the impact of the up to $10,000 in interest tax deduction for new cars and so forth. Hopefully that gives it a bit of a spur.
Hope so.
And we're watching closely in that regard
as well. Of
course.
Yeah, I mean, the difference between, you know, 16 million and 17 million units is a big deal. And the supply chain feels that. And so, yes, we will be rooting for measures that might help spur production and sales a little bit higher than currently forecast.
Ron, you know, a lot of the uncertainty that you talked about from last year really prevented folks from making decisions on CapEx investments, on new lines, hiring, those kind of things. Do you see that dam breaking a bit this year then? People are willing to take a little more risk in the industry. There's a little more certainty to say you're going to pursue a new product, what have you?
Definitely the latter. I'm like more certainty before you want to commit capital.
Yeah.
I think, you know, last year was full of enough uncertainty on that front, and there was enough damage done to firms. You know, you saw it in lots of earnings results, you know, billions and billions lost by automakers, smaller numbers but still significant ones lost by many of the suppliers. And I think that as a result of that, you know, the planning, I don't want to describe it as more careful, but yeah, I think we're a little bit tighter in terms of, you know, making go decisions with capital until we have more certainty in the immediate term.
Let's switch a bit to be more specific about Michigan. You know we face challenges, and you're a board member at Business Leaders for Michigan. You're on the Skillman board. You sit on a number of different organizations that are focused on how do we, you know, make Michigan more competitive? How do we help make sure that prosperity is widely shared? You know, we're 50th in income growth over the last 20 years. We've fallen from 16th to 44th in fourth grade reading. You know, we've spent at Business Leaders for Michigan a good part of the last year trying to come up with a plan for how to reverse some of that. You know, the cornerstone of the plan really, you know, we've talked about it being a couple of different pillars. Can you describe what you think is most important? If you were talking to a candidate, if you were talking to voters, what do you see as essential here?
I think it's education reform. I know that doesn't surprise you, Jeff, all the conversations we have, you know, offline about this. I think that the surest path to more equal and more equitable prosperity for all Michigan citizens is an improved and excellent public education system. And to a lesser extent, greater equity in healthcare.
Yeah. You know, and Rachel Stewart, who was on just with us a few minutes ago, talked about the Mississippi miracle, right? That there are other states that have changed their trajectory in education, like Mississippi, that's gone from 49th to 9th in fourth grade reading. You know, we heard from Dr. Kerry Wright, who led that change in Mississippi, now is leading a change as well in Maryland. in November at our signature event. What did you take away from what she told us there?
The biggest takeaway for me was the importance of consistency. Consistency among all key stakeholder communities that weigh in together to drive the direction of these kinds of big changes that, you know, you want to see in any state, whether you're talking about, you know, tax reform or education policy reform or economic development policy reform. You have to get, you know, elected officials, the business community, community stakeholders to work together across all kinds of lines, you know, political, economic, and other, urban, rural, all of that, and get everybody rowing the boat in the same direction. And what we've seen from the data in Mississippi and what we've heard from Dr. Wright's comments is that when a community, in that case, an entire state, does that for 15, 20 years, you can get, you know, seemingly remarkable results. You know, what we heard her say is, you know, it's really not a miracle.
Yeah.
It's just everybody got down to business and stayed with it.
She called it more of a marathon than a miracle, right?
Yes.
And I think she talked about, you know, in year one, year two, you may not see a big change. And that doesn't mean you change direction, doesn't mean you change strategy. You've got the right curriculum, you've got the right training for teachers, and you keep moving forward.
Right.
So it's, and I think the key here is, right, it's very possible. It's
Absolutely.
Not out of our control in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mississippi is getting all the attention in the moment, and, you know, the dramatic change in their numbers is worthy of that. But you get into the data in this space, and there are lots of other examples about it, right? Massachusetts started decades ago. Tennessee has had tremendous reforms. Maryland, even to a lesser extent, Florida. And so you've seen some of this in lots of states. And the parts of it that are consistent is, again, key stakeholders kind of grab hands and say, we're going to work past our normal differences, and everybody's going to compromise to get to a mostly good solution that we can all live with, and we're going to stay with it.
Governor Whitmer invited you to speak at her literacy summit last month, and we've heard a lot of other candidates starting to talk about education. Do you think the conversation in Michigan is changing?
I do, and I'm excited about that. And I think, frankly, we owe a lot of that to your leadership in this space, Jeff, and your, you know, leadership of the organization here over the last, you know, half decade or so. You know, I started working at Business Leaders in 2015. That was when my dad kind of handed off the reins to me, both at Bridgewater Interiors and in organizations like this. And so that's kind of how long I've been at the table trying to help with this conversation. And it's really in recent years that I feel like a range of elected leaders, again, across parties, different levels, right? House, Senate, gubernatorial candidates, the governor herself, you know, are not just saying, yes, I hear you, but then turning to their, you know, public bullhorns and saying, okay, I'm getting that we really have to move this forward.
Yeah.
And I'm really encouraged by that. And I think that, you know, this is going to be an exciting year with the election coming up in the fall and, you know, so much criticality that I think everybody is appreciating.
Yeah, and we have to give credit too for Launch Michigan, which we sit on the board of, both of breaking down some of those silos between business and labor and others. Final question.
So changing gears a little bit, Ron, tomorrow's a big day with the auto show starting. What are some of the top trends that you see coming in the auto and advanced technology industry?
I think the coolest things that are happening are not things, unfortunately, maybe for the auto show, that consumers can really see. There's exciting stuff happening in lightweighting, in making manufacturing processes more environmentally sustainable, and especially in trying to streamline logistics and supply chains. That's really exciting stuff.
Should be a fun time ahead.
I hope so.
Well, Ron, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your leadership in the business community and in our state overall. Again, this is Jeff Donofrio alongside Ryan Goldberg here at WJR, filling in for Paul W. Smith at the Detroit Economic Club luncheon today at the Motor City Casino. We'll be right back after the break with Garrick Rochow, the CEO of Consumers Energy.